Yes, sir.
Where on, are you?
Good. Where you at the radio speech?
Okay.
Noon?
Okay. I had an hour in the radio, I'd say.
Yeah.
Our Bob and John doing it about the Walter system.
They're I talked to Bob this morning. They're contemplating that. Bob said he's going to check with the lawyer. And see.
It was blown hell out of proportion. Basically, everything that was in there, Ron, was what Dean did.
Yeah, that's right. Sure. And they interlocked it with that first meeting, which was not connected with that.
All the things, though, like trying to put on the CIA payroll and all that, were meetings between Dean and Walter.
Sure. No, I'll get this. One thing I think we should do today is this whole question of the Dean report, how it got started, and how you made your August 29th statement. I think I'm just going to go out and lay that out.
Yeah.
Don't you think I should?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I've been fuzzing around with it for 2 days.
You said that you had backed off.
That's right. Now, I'm
saying, all right, gentlemen, and I think you take your notes. I take your notes out of me, and here's there. Here are the briefing notes. Show them here they are.
Well, I follow up with that.
Then if I could say this, he saw so many FBI reports. Mm-hmm. Put that in. Why? Because he was a counselor for the president. No one else was there. He sat in on so many interviews with White House personnel. Why? Because that was his responsibility. And that before each press briefing, you or Mr. Check with specific direction. He repeated no White House people were involved. And the August 29th statement was based on his repeated assertions in answer to that. So that's a straight, honest statement.
Well, I had nothing to ask about this question up until really August 29th. We did not use Dean until August 29th, you see. Now, I can do all of that, and I will. That's a good follow-up.
Now, let us understand what Mr. Not for the purpose of our purpose here is not to get him, Mr. Wack came around. So, when is it? We haven't gotten the damn papers yet.
No, they're working. Mozart, I just talked to him, is working with Snead on that now.
Snead's got him?
No, he's pressuring Snead to get him. I don't think we should. I think I should go out. The question is, who asked Dean to conduct the investigation? See, you stated on August 29th that at your instruction.
Within the White House counsel. I didn't ask him specifically. I didn't go into the office and ask him around.
Right.
But I asked, I gave directions, as I do in this case. Complete investigation in maintenance. Those directions were carried out basically on your own. I want to get his tip, but what I meant is that the White House counsel had also said that those directions were to the main White fact, he did. He did.
Absolutely. And on your August 29th statement, you asked for an update on the Watergate thing, and your briefing material was provided to you. That said, Mr. Dean.
In the briefing material, Mr. Craven, as you can say, in the briefing material, Mr. Dean reports that.
Well, that's the thing we want to get away from and shoot down.
Show them. Why don't you get the briefing book? Show them.
About my best friend.
Well,
that's
good. Okay. Well, of course, you get the briefing book the best you can. But that's true.
I know it is.
So all of us, I didn't know John Dean hands up at that point. But you know, I just have to get word and prepare the question. Why don't you put it that way?
So the New York Times has a headline today that says that Ehrlichman orally gave you the assurance that no one in the White House was...
Orally?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, you know, prior to August the 29th.
No, it was in the written.
No, I understand, but prior to August 29th, you were aware of it too.
Yeah.
That no one was involved.
That's right. But I think you could say that I said to the White House staff was aware of the fact that they were to cooperate fully with the investigation. The President wanted to make sure nobody in the White House staff was involved. And also, I had told McGregor that I wanted him to check the committee staff. And I gave him that responsibility. He got that up, can't deny that.
Right.
Because he knows that. Now, the White House, that responsibility was delegated to Dean. Who delegated it?
John says he didn't, so that's our problem.
Well, for Christ's sake, then, who did he give it to him? I didn't. Why did he make the goddamn report? What does John say?
He didn't make a report as such, and we've never said it was a report. It was an investigation.
All right, then why did he sit in on me? Then why did he serve on me?
It's because he was counsel. That was his role, to get right involved.
No, as White House counsel, the responsibility was given to him.
No.
The president involved wasn't against so much.
But I want to get this dean report cleaned up. That's one of the frustrating things. They'll ask me about the dean report. They'll ask me about did the president direct the wiretapping process in terms of the national security? Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. Yes, sir.
Well, Ziegler, why did you say no one at the White House was involved? Why didn't you check the president, or why didn't he ask? I say, I just checked with Dean, and the fellow saw he'd grow on that one. Perhaps I should have. I didn't.
You checked with Dean?
Yeah.
He said the White House was no, but the fellow and somebody in his national security area didn't check with him. He didn't ask him what to do. But we can say, and I'd like to say, John, I'd like to say this is a process that is not unusual.
Sure.
It was totally legal. Totally justified. It remains two points. One, that even as it was, some material leaked out that seriously impaired negotiating process that we have going on, some sensitive negotiations we have going on. Can you be specific?
Yes.
Yeah, you can say that. And then you can say, because they may ask which one, we'll say, well, in our negotiations with the number of people. Second, and on salt, for example. The other thing is that had there been other, if we had not stopped these leaks, we might not have succeeded in negotiations at all, the historic negotiations. Had we not been able to control the risk. And actually, you can say not only did the president direct us here, but he directed that the State Department and the Defense Department and the FBI also conduct investigations in these areas to plug these leaks. You see what I mean? And how about the use of wiretapping? Sure, where necessary. But did the president do anything directing anything specifically? No. His directions were to obviously when a newsman carries it, something that is privileged. But take the offensive on a hard line.
Why don't I say this, if they get into a press, just from our standpoint, if they say, well, who specifically ordered the dean to conduct the investigation, I'll say, gentlemen, it's difficult to pin that down. All I know is in discussing this with the president, he was clear in his mind that John Dean had the responsibility to do so.
And I was just saying, discussing with the president. In our staff system, the responsibility for checking for personnel on FBI reports and so on, appointing people to office, is with the White House counsel.
And I can't say specifically who the
there was no written order on this. But the president directed the entire staff. He said that everybody in the White House knew that the president wanted to get at the bottom and get the facts.
On the key question as to who to direct, I'm just going to say the president doesn't recall specifically. He just operated under the assumption from what he said to members of the staff that the investigation in-house was underway. And everyone in the White House everyone in the White House knew it was implied that the counsel's office was conducted.
And because the counsel, for example, when people personnel are appointed to the staff, Their security clearances are always handled by all security files are in the White House Counsel's office. They are.
Yeah.
Their security clearances are handled in the White House Counsel's office. The responsibility in this in the White House rests on that. And that's why this kind of investigation, there was no need for a directive. I mean, the responsibility in matters of this sort involving security clearances or breach of a law devolves on the White House counsel. That is his responsibility. And that is why in the end that's just the FBI reports. That is why he sat in on all of the interrogations. And that is why you, each time for a briefing, question him with regard to this. That is why before my office, I mean, Scott to tell you that it was in the briefing book, sir. Irving put it in, I'm sure Irving wouldn't put it in unless he talked to me. Oh, you don't got that money, did you?
Yeah.
Or, put it that way, if Dean had anything, he should have sort of said it. We had to go, and that was before August 29th. Dean, who had been sitting in all of these conferences, who had exited there, gave no indication whatever that anybody in the White House was involved. No indication whatever that anybody in the White House was involved. And then you can say, in your individual discussions with him before briefings, and the individual discussions Mr. Warren's had with him before briefings, after that period. Didn't he say to you there, can't you say that?
Yeah, I will.
He gave assurance that no one you would ask a specific question is anyone in the White House. You see, he came out and said he was surprised when he heard there was a meeting report.
Yeah, you didn't say the report, you said investigation.
That's what I think. I don't know what this means.
Okay, good. I'm going to see Conley at 10.
10:30. Well, you know, it's on the part of all these politics. Keep your morale up these days.
Oh, absolutely.
Hope you're not getting discouraged.
No, I'm not getting discouraged. I just want to. I just don't want to get backed into a defensive, and I've allowed myself and therefore the White House to do that on the so bad Dean report. So,
yeah.
But I'll handle that today.
We don't want it. I was sending away his papers.
Yeah.
It's the biggest test of death. I think we ought to. It's probably just his defense. He warned the president about payoffs.
Well, no, sure.
See, we're still having our problem getting rid of some burn. I don't know. How does Bob obviously is checking
the room? On the CIA.
We're going to go with the resolution and message on the commission today.
Yeah, that's great. All right.